USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump continuing his attacks on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for not yet sending the two articles of impeachment passed in the House over to the Senate. The president on Twitter accusing Pelosi of trying to take over the Senate. The president tweeting, "The witch hunt must end now," capital letters, with a trial in the Senate, or let her default and lose. Lawmakers still remain at an impasse over the form of the trial by the Republican-controlled Senate. President Trump will be in Florida at his home, Mar-a-Lago, in West Palm Beach for the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year's with his family. North Korea appears to be at it again as nuclear talks have stalled, the regime's rhetoric increasing, saying it has a Christmas gift for the U.S. This warning putting military leaders in the United States and South Korea on high alert. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build the wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee. Rootwall.com.
More now on the impeachment saga, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump isn't a fan of how the impeachment process is playing out. In a tweet, the president calls it the most unfair trial in the history of Congress. He's also accusing House Speaker Nancy Pelosi of crying for fairness in the Senate while she broke all the rules. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is suggesting Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia represent the president during that Senate impeachment trial. The Georgia Republican reacts to that news.
There's always conversations. Whatever the president and his team needs from, of course, our leader mentioned are going to be great as far as, you know, working to do whatever we can. We've been working on this. We've been working on this sham impeachment for the last few months. Whatever the president needs in this regard from the House, I think we've already shown the ability to just blow up the case that the Democrats tried to make on this president. When the president is simply doing the American people's business, they're just trying to impeach him because, again, it's clock and calendar. They got an election that they're trying to influence, and that's next year's election, and they don't care how they do it.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In USA News for your health now, more and more people coming down with the flu. But the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control in Atlanta, say it's not too late to get the flu shot. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
The CDC says there have been around 1,800 flu-related deaths so far this season, and that number includes 19 children who've died. All portions of the country have been seeing an increase in flu activity, with widespread illness clustered in 19 states, mostly in the south and west. At least 3.7 million flu cases have been confirmed. 32,000 people have been hospitalized.
Folks healthy enough to hit the stores and battle the crowds doing last-minute shopping. I caught up with a bunch of procrastinators in Peachtree City, Georgia, south of Atlanta, at the Avenue, an outdoor shopping plaza where the parking lot was absolutely packed. Most of the last-minute Christmas shoppers here at the Avenue Shopping Plaza tell me they're in search of stocking stuffers.
Just some gift cards at Great American Cookie Company.
This lady's name?
It's Carol, like Christmas Carol.
Oh, that's fun. All right, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too.
Hope you find what you need.
Thanks.
I ran into shopper Julie, also in search of gift cards.
Well, I'm getting the things that I couldn't get on Amazon in time. I did 90% of it on Amazon.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.